With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A new phishing scam has hit the island, this time using Google Meet calls. In the latest scam, the suspects are contacting members of the public via Google Meet audio-only calls, claiming to be a representative from local financial institutions and asking for banking details. In the meantime, the post office parcel SMS scam, quote, continues to involve text messages purporting to be from the Cayman Islands Postal Service, alerting the user of an outstanding parcel and instructing them to click on a fraudulent link to pay for delivery fees. Clicking on that can result in your financial information being compromised. Police say these scams, quote, remain active, with different institutions being impersonated by text messages and calls, and the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is reminding you to ignore these messages. And as always, contact your financial institutions directly to verify the legitimacy of any communication received by phone or online that's asking for your personal or financial information. Young entrepreneurs have been given more time to enter the Small Business Expo's Youth Pitch Competition. As CAGTV's Travis Webster reports, the deadline to apply has been extended through September 20th.
Hosted by the Cayman Islands Center for Business Development, the competition encourages youth aged 14 to 24 to develop original business concepts and pitch decks individually or in teams of two. The top five finalists will advance to the live pitching round, rescheduled for Wednesday, October 21st at the Small Business Expo at Hotel Indigo. Finalists will compete for cash prizes of $2,500 for first place, $1,500 for second place, and $1,000 for third, alongside ongoing business advisory services. Center Director Thais Ducent emphasized that the competition empowers young innovators to move beyond concepts and take practical steps towards running a viable business. Interested participants can register online at cicbd.gov.ky.
The latest Passport to Success cohort graduates 15 at a recent ceremony at the Georgetown Yacht Club.
This event marks more than just the completion of a summer program. It represents something bigger, a decision made by young people to give up their entire summer vacation to learn new skills, meet new people, try new things that may have scared them, and prepare themselves for the world of work they are about to embark on.
Director of the Wellness Center, Dr. Shannon Seymour, tells Radio Cayman throughout the program, the participants strengthen their customer service, teamwork, communication, and presentation skills while developing the confidence and professionalism needed to navigate the workplace and pursue their future career goals. Passport to Success is run by the National Training and Development Unit in partnership with the Wellness Center. In regional news, the National Hurricane Center in Miami is monitoring an area of low pressure in the Gulf for possible tropical development as early as today. The system would be short-lived, though, as it's expected to push inland as early as tonight or Tuesday morning. Parts of the Texas and Louisiana coast will see soaking rain for the first half of the week. Meanwhile, the remnants of Tropical Storm Dolly are quickly approaching the Northeast Caribbean and will begin affecting islands late this weekend. Tropical Storm Dolly formed Thursday morning, becoming the fourth storm of the 2026 Atlantic hurricane season. By late Friday morning, observations showed that Dolly was an open tropical wave and no longer a tropical storm, but is set to bring beneficial Caribbean rains. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Caroline Nichols. Police in China say they've taken action against 10 people for allegedly spreading misinformation about the flash floods that hit parts of Tibet and Nepal last week. They did not say what punishment was given to those accused of exaggerating the number of dead. The United States and Iran have exchanged fire for the first time in a month. US forces said they destroyed two Iranian launchers preparing to deploy sea mine rockets in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran said it had responded with strikes on two US-operated air bases in Jordan. State media in Sudan are reporting that around 200 RSF paramilitaries have arrived near Khartoum to join the Sudanese army. Among the defectors are senior RSF figures. Spain's prime minister has blamed disinformation spread by social media networks linked to Russia and Israel for last month's sudden surge of people into its North African territory of Ceuta. Pedro Sanchez accused what he called the international ultra-right of using migration to attack Europe. Greece has signed a deal to buy a multi-layered air defence system from Israel worth around $3.5 billion. It will include systems designed to intercept heavy rockets, ballistic missiles and drones. Indonesia says it's checking reports that several of its citizens have joined the Russian army to fight in Ukraine. If this is confirmed, the fighters risk losing their citizenship because they can serve a foreign military only subject to presidential permission. BBC News.